Welcome, and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Data Dump. Last month, my topic was Live to Learn. In that podcast, I stated 7 learning tools, starting with why making mistakes is pivotal to learning. Now that 30 days have elapsed since I delivered that podcast, I hope you gained some beneficial ideas to apply to your daily work tasks. Seems like we're ready to shift to September's podcast, which I've titled Data Dump. Please consider if this topic applies to you or someone whom you know, professionally or personally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once, as well as share it with a person or others who'll also benefit. Jonathan Gottschall said, "Humans simply aren't moved to action by data dumps, dense PowerPoint slides, or spreadsheets packed with figures. People are moved by emotion. The best way to connect other people to our agenda begins with once upon a time." I believe Mr. Gottschall got it right with those words. As a corporate communication and speech specialist for the last 2 decades, it's been a privilege to help a wide array of business professionals from around the globe. Many, if not most, of those individuals felt very strongly about including a slide deck when giving their presentation. Enter Data Dump, as I've named this podcast. So what exactly is a data dump, you ask? Good question. My understanding is that a data dump is when the speaker tells as much as possible about the topic. This can be verbal, visual, or a combination of verbal and visual. In my professional opinion, any way you present a data dump is problematic. When doing so, the speaker runs the risk of not being able to relate to the audience. Why? Because the speaker is not giving the audience what they need. A speaker's goal is not just to inform the audience, but to be memorable, to stand out. The best way to do that is to be creative in your approach, and doing that will help you in making that emotional connection. Now the question is, how is that achieved? Let's start with this question. Ask yourself, is what I have to say best understood by simply stating it or with a slide? Once you've answered that question, you may decide on removing some of the slides you created. When in doubt, you can choose to hide a slide to enable you to hold on to it if you opt to use it. A point to remember is that using slides should always be to help the audience better understand you. If you use your slides as notes from which to speak, the slides are not assisting your audience at all. Instead, they're assisting you. Another pointer you may wish to consider is that your slides look better if they consist of images versus text. Think of it this way. Images tell a story and therefore are more readily retained versus words on a slide. It's important to use the right images. So, a photo you've taken, your company's library, or a site like perhaps Pixabay that offers you potential images are a few options. If you take an internet image, you want to ensure it's copyright free and that you're not violating any regulations. Unfortunately, this is a common mistake and one that should be avoided at all costs. Plus, you'll save a good amount of money. While we're on the topic of making slides look their best, always strive to make one point and only one point per slide. I know it's tempting to have one slide with multiple points. However, it won't take up more time having several slides as opposed to one slide. The less crowded and complicated your slides are, the easier they are to read and to absorb. That's good advice when it comes to making a lasting positive impression on your listeners. One last thought is that you may decide to send some slides in advance to your listeners. You can also upload them if you wish. Just know that this slide deck is not the same one you'll show your audience when presenting. It's optimal if you want your listeners to be aware of information, and if they wish, they can take notes or highlight what you've sent. Some information clearly lends itself to this approach, but it's certainly not a requirement. My recommendation is that you reflect on the content of this podcast, then contemplate the guidance I offered regarding data dumps. That will help you determine how this guidance applies to you and to your individual circumstances. Ultimately, only you can feel confident about what will serve you best. Finally, you may opt to get assistance from a communication or speaking expert. This will help you establish greater consistency and accountability. I'm always interested in your thoughts and your comments. Please feel free to connect with me by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm ready to be your business communication resource. Your individual situation is unique, and if I may help you or your team, let's go ahead and discuss your priorities. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.